Jamestown, North Dakota area farmer Doug Raymer's joining us here on the Red River Farm Network. Harvest season is upon us. What have you got going on in the field?
We just got started with small grains. It's been tough. Last week was, you know, real wet all day and in the mornings and misty and foggy. And with the wind and some sun this week, we were able to get going on barley, actually. We don't have any wheat. Yields are surprising. We don't know much yet on quality for malt barley, but yields are definitely above what we were expecting after the real dry beginning to the summer.
And yeah, kind of walk us through what the growing conditions have been like throughout the season. I know it's been spotty, but a lot of places have been pretty dry.
Yeah, we started out the season very well before planting. Plenty of moisture, and then it got real dry and stayed dry. Real worried about the small grains where they were planted at initially, northern Stutsman County, and they didn't get much rain at all after planting till about mid season, and then we started picking up those random thunderstorms that would blow through, and the timing must have been just right. We have a very nice crop. Very nice crop, but the moisture was spotty all season. It's going to be very hit and miss, I think. We'll have fields that blow our APH out of the water and fields that just run average.
Some were concerned about height of small grains here with some heat in June. Is that something that you saw? Did you have an issue with that?
The height of the crop we've been combining is definitely shorter than average. It's actually probably half height in the barley we were in yesterday. It's quite short. The yield's still there, and I'm kind of surprised where it came from, but the yield is definitely still there. Late rains filled out the heads, evidently.
Other things you've got in the field, what do other fall crops look like?
We've got sunflowers, soybeans, and corn. The heat on the corn looks like there might be some spotty pollination issues. The corn's a tough one to tell is how long it fills out at the end of the season. Soybeans definitely look like they're going to be a fantastic crop this year. Very surprising just by the general look and the pod counts and the fill of them. You know, lots of 3-bean and 4-bean pods. Very happy, excited to get into soybeans when that time comes.
And is that still a ways out yet? How is the maturity looking on that?
Definitely would like a rain after we get small grains combined. They could use one. It's even with the spotty rains that come through and you get a half inch here or 3/4 inch there, it's getting dry in the row crop fields. Soybeans could use another one. Corn could use another one to help finish out the season. There's spots in the beans. There's areas in the earlier maturity beans that are starting to turn just gently now. But for the most part, they're still real green and have plenty of time to fill pods.
All right. Any other tidbits from this growing season to touch on before we let you go?
No. Every year's a new surprise how the season treats us, and we're kind of learning as we go.
Doug Raymer's joining us with a field update from Jamestown, North Dakota. I'm Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network.